Thank you, Vanessa. We're doing it here for Bryden's Lawyers, the lawyers helping you in your time of need. You can call Bryden's today on 1800 848 848 or visit brydens.com.au. Also for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, visit 4ddoors.com.au. James Magnuson, Jimmy Smith in for Vossi and Brandy. Matty Johns, Cam Smith after 8 o'clock. Lots of people having their say on lots of different things. We've got a live game at the moment. We've got Novak Djokovic up against Tim van Rijthoven. And the scoreline now, I think Rijthoven, is he's just taken the second set. He has, yeah. So there we go. One set apiece. One set apiece. Novak Djokovic in a bit of a battle there, which is interesting. Time for this.
Hi, you've reached James. Sorry I can't take your call. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Beep, beep. Still tricks me every time you're speaking and your lips aren't moving.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know where to start with these texts, Jimmy.
Okay.
You've got Dragons fans riled right up.
Okay.
Right. Are you a Dragons hater?
No, not at all.
Oh.
But when people come in with ridiculous comments, they must be addressed.
Well, we've got... Well, we've got everyone here, really. Our first texter here said, "Gee, Jimmy, you are a Dragons hater, just like Alexander Roach and Warren Smith. Oh. The Dragons were the better side and deserved to win."
When? Yesterday?
Yeah.
And I didn't say they weren't a better side than Canberra yesterday.
Mm.
People are saying, are they a better side than the Roosters? The Roosters are a better side than the Dragons. Would you agree, James?
Yeah, if I had to pick who I think will go further in the season, I'd pick the Roosters. But obviously, the table speaks for itself at the moment. The Dragons are above.
Okay, yeah. All right. Big man Jimmy says Wayne from Budgieport. No, all I'm saying is Wayne, what do you want to put on it? Let's let's put something on it. So there we go. I like this one. I like this one. So this is the wolf. The wolf who's a sheep in wolf's clothing. No, a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what he is. Jimmy and the Scud. Master coach Robbo is feeling the heat of coaching the Sombreros into 10th place. Just to preface this, James, the Wolf is a Dragon supporter. So what does rugby league's poor man's intellectual do? He blames the ref. The refs don't like us. So Robbo does what he does best, deflect responsibility. He walks into the press conference with his eyes bulging and sweating, baked saliva on his lips, and talks about the unfairness of life. I love his misery. Absolutely love it, says the Wolf. Woo-hoo. So that's his take on that.
That's an interesting one. We've got a rebuttal here about the Gold Coast. So Tim says, "Good morning, boys. Just a couple of points. The Gold Coast has a big population, but it's also a transient population, which means it's full of supporters of the other 15 clubs, not necessarily born and bred Titans. Also, didn't Freddie axe Clemmer a few years back because of an attitude problem?"
So there's a fair bit to unpack there from Tim. Thank you very much for the text message. Yes, if they are a transient population, then if you have any sort of success on the Gold Coast, and I don't know that anyone has from a sporting point of view,
no,
aren't you the opportunity then to grab those transient population? It's, yes, there's a little bit transient, but there's plenty of people who live full-time on the Gold Coast.
What is it about the Gold Coast? Like, if I look back over the past 15, 20 years,
yes,
I can't think of a player that's gone to the Gold Coast Titans and got better. It's just, I don't know if it's the lifestyle, too many distractions. Like we said, they're a little bit out of sight, out of mind. But like from all reports, Justin Holbrook is an amazing coach. He had huge raps on him before he went there.
Yes.
He hasn't been able to turn it around.
Over the course of the weekend, that got me thinking. So now does this make Christian Wolf a question mark? Because Justin Holbrook was over there with St. Helens, right? That's like coaching Manchester. Probably a bad example. That's like coaching Liverpool or Manchester City in the English Premier League. You have every resource available, right? You've got the best players.
Yeah.
You're better than 75% of the other teams in the competition just to start with. Right? And so now you go, because I agree with you, Justin Holbrook came back with a reputation that was superb.
Yeah.
And you just thought it was a matter of time. And then he takes his side to ninth, then he takes his side to eighth, and they literally one pass away from getting into the second week of the finals against the Roosters last year. And it's fallen apart so quickly. I would have to say, though, I don't know what sort of help he's getting up there, but his roster management's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, the roster management is really poor.
Well, remember whenever there's been big signings and positive moves by the Gold Coast, Mal Meninga's been everywhere, all through the press.
Yes.
I've just signed for Fida. Mal Meninga's brought Tino up.
Yep.
He's still a part of the club, isn't he, Mal?
Yeah.
Is there any support? Like,
he's not there full time, so he lives down in Canberra.
Yeah, but he's the head of culture or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's a bizarre title. I just thought Holbrook looked so lost in that press conference the other night. He literally said, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah.
And that was the exact same line that Trent Barrett rolled out the week he got sacked.
And the other thing about it is just to watch the team play, like just looking at little things like spacings at A and B defender.
Yeah.
Like really bread and butter stuff.
Yeah.
They were awful.
Yeah.
If they'd have played a top side, like Newcastle were really struggling 3 weeks ago.
Couldn't score points, averaging 13 points again.
With no Kalyn Ponga. Like, yeah. They did it against the Knights with no Kalyn Ponga. They got beaten by 40.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary how bad they have been. Morning, boys. Not a fan of either team from yesterday's game, but the end of the game was a joke and just shows the loophole in the rule. They have the rule changed to stop the clock in the last 5 minutes of the game. Why can't the six again rule turn into penalties in the last 5 minutes of the game? We'll stop the deliberate six again given away by the teams. Yeah, so that's... they're saying that Peter Goff couldn't have blown a penalty because it's just a six again because the ball has not stopped. So then I heard a Brandon Smith talk about it last night on the Matty John Show. Just knock on the ball.
And
then it
play.
Stops play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breakdown play.
Have you heard of Joel Kane's solution to this slowing
to
down?
To which problem? Joel's got a lot of solutions.
This is to the slowing down at the end of the halves or the end of the game.
Yep.
You play like rugby. You play out the final set, whatever it is. So it doesn't matter how much you slow down the tackle in that last set. If they keep going six again, you just play out that till the end of the set.
So that if you keep going to six again, it never ends.
Yeah. But the defensive team gets no advantage by laying down, giving away six again, eating up the clock because the clock just runs out for that last six.
So
it's like what happens in rugby, right? They do that final.
That's right. Until the ball is...
Is
kicked out or dead or in any way, shape or form.
And in this one, it would be the end of the six because we've only got the six tackles.
Or the end of the 66, depending on how many six agains.
But you'd eventually get a 10 in the bin like Felice Kaufusi.
So what would have happened there in that game yesterday was that it would have been, I'm trying to think, there was no knock on. So it was the player tackled by Ben Hunt.
Yeah.
Then it would have been, okay, keep playing.
Yeah.
Keep playing. It's a six
idea.
Again.
Yeah, yeah,
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. The point of it is the rule needs to change. There needs to be a change to that rule because in every other time of the game or position on the field, then that is a penalty. That is a clear penalty by Ben Hunt.
Yep.
And he was no way he was square. Morning, Jimmy. I can definitively tell you that the Dragons are better than the Roosters. Your own ladder update clearly indicates this. Dragons 8th, Roosters 10th, and Robbo desperately chasing Matt Lodge to help their ailing team. Cheers, Jimbo the Dragon. Okay, Jimbo, we all have our own belief systems, and you have yours and I have mine. 1-300-01-1170-0457-736-736. We'll get to a break after that. We're back with Michelle Bishop.